Hello, everybody. Welcome to Claire's Korean 101. And she is going to explain to us the little bits that she already has learned about speaking and learning Korean. I do want to make one little observation, which makes this particular lesson, it's going to be a Korean lesson for Maxime and for myself. Good morning, Maxime.
Good morning.
Good morning, Claire. Hello, Claire.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Oh, no, good afternoon in your case. Now, what is I think important to understand is that, Claire, you are a French native speaker.
Mm-hmm.
You live in Seoul. And you are going to teach us a little bit of Korean.
Yes.
And you're going to do this in English.
Yes.
So I think that is a really important thing to understand. Your first language, your native language, is French. You are going to teach us a second language. And for Maxime and for me to understand it, because Maxime's English is excellent and my English is not so good, we're going to do this in English. So I think this is a really important important thing. So, Miss Teacher, we bow to you. Claire, it's all yours. Tell us a little bit about what you know of the Korean.
Can I share my screen?
You can do that.
So at first, the basic things of the Korean alphabet is the Hangul. So it's the name of the letters in the Korean letters. So you have to know that there are two parts in the Korean language. So as in French or in any Western language, you have vowels and consonants. So it's not really like you don't have to like translate it as a French language or, as I say, a European language, because it's not really letters. It's about the pronunciation and not about the letters. So for example, this is just like sounds that you will make with your mouth, like when you speak, it's all about song. So when you so you have vowels and consonants, and you can make a sentence or a word with just these two things. Okay. So, for example, can take.
I have a question, Miss Teacher. Can we go back to the pronunciation? I mean, you have it in Korean characters, and then you have the Latin letters underneath. And so, I would say that the first letter from an English mentality is A, and then the second letter would be A, and then the third letter would be O and Your. And O and Yo and Oo and U. And the rest is too confusing because I see the European Union there and that blocks me.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Okay. So it's not like this as well because it's Korean. So this is A and Ya. And this is yo, and o, yo, and then u, and you, and here and e. And so this is easy because you just have to know these letters. And when you make the second trait here, it's make like the y, so ya, and same for this. Just all and yo.
Mm-hmm.
And when you with the second thing.
Yeah, There is logic, isn't there? Because the first vowel, you have the line and the little line coming from the side.
Yes.
And then you have two lines, and then you have it in reverse, and then you have two lines in reverse. So, and then you have a line at the bottom and something poking up and two poking up, and then you have it is logical.
Yeah, of course. As I said, like I learned it for like 2 weeks. It took me 2 weeks to learn it, and after that you can read it and maybe write it, but it's really hard, but yeah.
Okay. So Maxime, can you please pronounce the vowels for us?
Yes. So it's a little bit difficult. Ya, o, yo. Yo, ooh, you, e. So the e is the easier.
Yes.
So the rest is a little bit confused.
Okay. All right. How was that, Claire? Was that okay, the pronunciation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to the consonants.
So consonants is not that difficult because it's just like words. So k, n, z, l, m, b, s, ng. So this is like, it can be mute, but it can have like ng. So with like things like this here, it will be young. And j, sh, k, t, p, and it's like h, so h.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, can you just go through that again, and we repeat after you, Claire?
Okay. K.
K.
D.
D.
Le
no.
Yeah.
L, yeah.
Yeah.
L.
M.
Okay.
B.
B.
S.
S.
So this is mute or
Okay. So okay.
Oh, this is j.
J.
And this is ch.
Ch.
K.
K. K.
T.
T.
P.
P.
And
H. H.
Yes.
Okay, Maxime, quickly, off you go.
Okay, I need to try. So if I understand, the pronunciation is just like the sound in French world.
Yeah. Yes.
Pronunciation in Korean, yes, is the sound in French. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, k, n, d, l, m, b, s, and it's difficult. Can you
repeat that?
Can you repeat this one?
It's like
je, che, que, te, pe, h. Can you repeat the h?
Yes, he. Yes.
Okay.
And so with vowels and consonants, you can have a word. So for example, if you want to say America, in Korean is Mikuk. So you just have to take the M and the E. So it's me. It's like this. You have to have a cube for to have a good sentence. And so me and then U. So it's K, U, and K. And so it's like this. And you have me cook.
Mm-hmm. So So when you actually start to learn this language, you have to take all the little lines that make up the vowels and the consonants and put them together in a little square. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So yes,
but I have a question because the symbol is different between the, so there are two k in consonant.
Ah, this one.
Yes.
Yes.
how can I choose the good one for the world?
This is more good. Good k. It's like between k and g, and this is more k, like goes like this. But I think you, at first, you can't really know, like, you couldn't know what to choose. You just, I think you have to read it or learn it. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, Maxime, Clea did say in 2 weeks we can do all of this. So I think, yes. You know, it's the
first. Yeah. It's I believe in
you. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So basically, learning Korean is taking the alphabet in its little components, in its little pieces, and then sticking them together. So copy-colle, yeah?
Yes.
But you have to learn it. You have to memorize it. That's the difficulty.
Yes. Yeah, by heart. And
okay. All right. Okay. Sounds fun. Very short alphabet. Okay. I like that.
Also, this will be.
Yeah. So okay. So we come back to that later because then. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So oh. Okay, Maxime. I think this is going to be fun. Okay.
So. This is really important part. So this is the basic. Like when you go to Korea, you will often heard about this word and. To know that it's really important to know that, you will often hear the same words because they don't have many vocabulary. So it's when they speak, it look like they're speaking, when they speak, it look like this, they say it like every time the same word. And yes, there are. There are actually because it's really, a small vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we look like.
So what we see here is we have formal phrases and yes. Informal phrases. So it's like in French we have the vous and the tu. Yeah.
Yes, it's like that.
It's like that. But, or in German. Yeah.
But they don't have subject.
They don't have subjects.
No. They speak with the name of the person.
So I would say, hello, Clea. That would be the okay. So this is interesting. I can see now, because the way you showed us the alphabet, I can now understand that it's lots of little pieces of lines put together. Okay, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah. So at first there are two parts in the Korean language, the formal phrases and informal phrases.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's really important for Korean people to have this respect when they speak to older people or someone who is higher than them in their jobs or when it's like their boss or anything like this. So it's really important. It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how do you pronounce the formal hello? Do you know how to pronounce the formal hello?
So this is 안녕하세요.
One more time.
This is 안녕하세요, and this is 안녕. So This is 안녕하세요. 안녕. So the 하세요, you just add the 하세요 or making this formal. And if you don't want to, you just 안녕. It's like hi or yeah.
Okay. So how does this work? I could address if I see you and Maxime, I could say 안녕, which is the informal way of saying hi. But you would address me because I'm just a little bit older than you, not much. Yes. You would reply to me, 안녕하세요. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 안녕하세요 and 안녕.
Yes.
And then I would go and I would do it like this. 안녕 Claire and 안녕 Maxime.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what would you reply, Maxime?
안녕 Frank and 안녕 Claire. Oh, 안녕하세요. But I can see in the formal phrase that the 하세요, so it's the same for hello, bye, with an exclamation point. So it's the three late symbols. So the three late symbols represent the formal phrase.
It's usually when you like 하세요, it's formal, or 입니다.
Okay.
At the end of your phrase, so 입니다 or 하세요 is, for example, here is 합니다.
So, okay.
Okay.
And, it's the same for different different sentence or different little word.
Yeah, it's the same.
Like bye, good night, good morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's try this. So I'm going to see you again next week. So I'm going to go. I see Maxime on Thursday, and we have decided that we're going to not do English because that's boring. We're going to do Korean. So I'm going to ask him. I'm going to speak to him and say in Korean, 안녕. And then I'm going to ask him, how are you? How do I pronounce that? Because again, I have the symbols there, but I can't read them. So how do you say, how are you?
So here it's 잘 지내, but I think you can say 괜찮아 is more of, they always say that.
So I can say Charul Shige. That sounds good. Charul Shige. So 안녕 Maxime.
안녕.
Charul Shige.
Oh, I'm fine, and you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Okay. But Claire, you said there was a second way of saying, how are you?
Yeah, 괜찮아.
One more time. Ken?
괜찮아.
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 Yes.
No or na?
괜찮아.
괜찮아. 괜찮아.
It's like in French, ça va. So you can answer it. You can question someone, 괜찮아? And your verb will say, oh, yeah, 괜찮아.
Okay.
Oh, okay, let's try it. Maxime. 안녕, Maxime.
안녕.
괜찮아?
괜찮아. And you, 괜찮아?
안녕, Claire?
안녕.
괜찮아?
네, 괜찮아.
Yes. Okay. Fascinating. Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Okay, so our homework is to learn all of these phrases by next Saturday, yeah?
Good luck.
Okay.
Fighting.
Writing, speaking, and reading. Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so what else do you have on your in your lesson for us, Clea?
This one after.
Oh, so numbers. Okay.
This is the numbers part. So there are two parts in the numbers. So they're the Korean Korean or Native Korean and Sino-Korean. So Sino-Korean is, I think it's part by Chinese numbers, but it don't look like Chinese language, but so there are two ways to say numbers. It depends on like what you want to say. So for example, when you want to introduce your age, you have to use Native Korean, and if you want, I think, to say the hours, you have to use Sino-Korean. But Native Korean is like the most common in Korea, the most often way to, yeah.
Okay, so pronunciation is important. So, Claire, can you give us a lesson on the Native Korean pronunciation? How do we pronounce 1 to 10?
Okay, so this is Anna, Dur, Set, Net, Dasot, Yosot, Either kok, yodol, ha, ho, yol.
Okay, so Anna, dul, set, net, dasot, yosot, ilgop, yodol, ahop, and yol.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. Just here, you just don't have to say that, like, set.
Set. Okay,
Maxi.
Yes. You go.
Hana, dul, set, net, dasot, yosot, ilgop, yodol, hahop, nyol.
Yeah, that was.
Okay. So I am 61, so I would be. In Native Korean, I would be Yeson Anna. Is that correct? 60 at the bottom there. 60 is mm-hmm. Yeson. And 61, 61. So it would be...
Normally, yes. I think, yes.
Okay.
So for me, for example, I'm 16, so I have to say Yoson.
Okay, Yoson.
And so and Max- you, yes.
So Maxime would be Yol Ahop, yeah?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So so if I want to find out how old somebody is, I would use Native Korean. And if I want to know at the time of the day what time it is, I would go to Sino-Korean, yeah?
Yes. I think so. I'm not a pro. I know that Native Korean is like for about everything, and Sino-Korean is not usually used.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Very strange. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So my age is Yeson Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Anna. Hanjeon, Maxime.
Hanjeon. What's Hanjeon? That?
Kenchana?
New Kenchana? Yes, that's okay.
We're getting there. This is slow progress, but we're getting there.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So we looked at the alphabet. We looked at some key phrases. We looked at the numbers. We're not quite sure why they have the two systems, but it's not a problem. Okay. And then you wanted to show us one other thing, Claire?
Yes. This is like the final exercise.
Okay.
So this is a a drink, a behavior that you will often see in Korea. It's really common. Like every high school students take this as a snack or something. It's a banana milk. It's, yeah. And banana. So here you can see there's some words. And so you can, do you want to try to read it or not?
It looks very different. So no, yeah. No teacher, Claire, I think we need your help here.
So this is bu, so ba. This is the a, like this is a. So ba, and here's nu, so na, na. Here, I don't know what is it, so it's banana. Uyu.
The first one is very simple. Banana. That's like the Western word, banana. Oyo. Oyo.
Oyo.
Oyo.
Oyo. Oyo.
Banana oyo.
Yeah.
Okay, so Maxime, I think we will survive. We go to Seoul. We will be very polite. We can say, hello, how are you? And then we can ask for banana oyo.
Yes.
And we will not have a problem drinking anything. Yeah.
Exactly.
and for the rest,
we cannot drink water, but we can drink banana huyu.
We can drink banana huyu. Very good. What does it taste like, Claire? Is it does it taste like
the taste of banana, but but it's really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you like it?
In the summer, but... Yeah, but not every day.
Not every day. Uh-huh. The container is very small, I think. Is it really only?
Yeah.
It's just a mouthful almost, yeah?
Yes, like this, I think.
Okay. All right. So if we go back to the first page, we have this little... at the bottom there, that word, can we make it a little bit bigger? And okay, so this word is
a little bit.
What is this word?
Annyeong.
Annyeong. Ah, this is hello, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So somehow we need to be able to identify. So if I do this correctly, we have the first letter, the circle, would be the NG, yeah?
Yeah, but this is mute because it's at the beginning of the word.
Okay.
So it's mute.
And then we have the second letter, which is N.
Yeah.
So we have N, G, N, and then we have the... That would be the consonant, the A, yeah?
You have to read it like this. Like this. So it's, first it's A, and then M. And then here it's like this.
Okay. So so we would have the L from the N, the K, and then the NG again, yeah?
Yeah, you have two N. So N.
Yeah.
And this is.
Okay. Okay. So.
This is O. So Nyong. Nyong.
Okay. So can you just show us where in the consonant in the alphabet each symbol is? So if we go with the first one, we start with the circle. Can you show us?
This is a vowel, a mute vowel.
Okay.
To form a cube. And this is a vowel, and this is a consonant, N, and this is a consonant, is the same as N, the same as this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is O, so we have two traits, so it's yo. Mm-hmm. And this is N, because it's at the end of the sentences, so it's N, so it's nyong, nyong.
Okay. So when you learn this word, do you learn it from the pronunciation, or do you learn it from the writing, or how do you learn it?
Or by the way, like people speak, I can hear like how to say and.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hanyong.
Mm-hmm.
Hanyong. Kenshena. Okay, that's
Kenshena.
And banana oyo. Voila. Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Maxime, do you have any final questions?
Not for this world. So you have explained all the world compared to the table. So it's good for me.
So, teacher Claire, what is our homework?
I don't think you don't have any homework, I think.
That's good. I want to have more teacher like you.
Yes.
Claire, thank you very, very much for this little introduction to this mysterious world of the Korean language. I have to say, I actually did really learn something from you. And I learned how the Korean alphabet, how you construct the letters the characters to give the word. I think that came across very, very clearly. So thank you very much, Claire, for your time in showing us here in the breeder community this remarkable thing that you are doing, learning Korea. And we'll come back in a year's time and we'll come for our second lesson, by which time you will be fluent. Yeah, you will be
fluent. I don't think so. Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. So, Maxime, one final word from you.
Final word for me. Thank you for this Korean lesson. And so, because we discovered all the alphabet and the symbols, etc. So that's very interesting to know what is different between our language and the Korean language. So thank you.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.